Holland Cook is here. You don't know his name, but you should. He's one of the greats in the radio industry.
I'm your guru, huh?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I'm your boogeyman. Yeah. That's what I am.
Good to see you. You're in here for the here in town for the CES show.
Fascinated by what's going on over there, as you should be. And it really speaks directly to what you want to speak about today. What's going on over at the convention center is really about what's going on in people's lives as they take control of this. And you were asking just before the news, you know, what is the future of radio? Be glad you're not a disc jockey.
Yeah.
Just when you get 8,000 songs on your iPod, that's last year. Because the new thing, the buzzword you're going to be hearing a lot now is the cloud. Why should you carry around your stuff when it can live out in the cloud on the internet and you can access it anywhere you go on any internet-connected device and you have total freedom? The notion of film and then beta and VHS, and then DVD or music going from vinyl to cassettes to CD. It's all unnecessary now because stuff can just live out in the cloud.
Yeah.
And people have taken control of their music to the extent that I'm surprised there aren't twice as many talk radio stations. You know, what you do is engage people who are no longer satisfied to just sit and listen. They want to talk as well.
Right, no question about that. I am lucky because it's very, very tough. And, you know, we have, of course, KDON has an app you can download for your iPhone.
So
you
very
can take,
smart.
So you can take us anywhere you go.
Yep.
But there are applications you can get on these phones where you can hear the music and, you know, you're not having to listen to anything else. And it's very difficult in the music business right now. Do you think there's radio long-term is going to survive in the music aspect of it?
I'm dubious on that. You know, they're trying to put a gun to radio stations' head. The record labels now want us to pay them to play the music that we've been promoting for decades.
Right.
And their claim that we're starving their artists. Hey, Bo Diddley died broke. You know,
yeah.
Labels are very good at starving their own
yeah,
artists.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they guessed wrong on Napster, and that genie got out of the bottle. So they want us to, you know, do penance for them. And if this thing flies, if radio stations suddenly have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to play the music that we've been playing for free. You know,
yeah.
We pay the composers, but if we have to start paying the labels, I think that there are going to be thousands of new talk stations overnight.
No question about
and
that.
And the head start that you have here, now even as an outsider, you know, I live in New England, but my day job, as you know, is I travel around and guru, you know, people like you and your boss. You know, I work for news and talk radio stations, and Nerds R Us. I am a real traffic report aficionado. And if I lived in this area and I had to tangle with that tangle every day, I would have to have my head examined to leave the driveway without turning on KDON first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an appliance. And the fact that we're doing local news here is something that they're not going to get off iPod.
Right.
You know, you've got a series of information franchises. And in between that, you engage people. And what I like about your show is that you're barely in control of it. You know, you put something out there. And the quality, let alone quantity, of the callers you get says good things about what you're doing. These people are so thoughtful. You know, they've got a new wrinkle on something. You know, we're fairly clever folks, but we could sit around all afternoon writing things down on a legal pad. We would never come up with the angles and the quips and the ideas and the responses that all your callers will bring you.
No question.
So it's got to be two-way now because every other device, every other thing, every other step of the way through somebody's busy day, they expect to interact.
There's no question.
They expect to be in control.
We're going to take some calls for you, too.
Ooh.
At 257-KDWN, 257-5396. I'm Heidi Harris. Holland Cook is with me. You have questions about the radio business, future of radio? How do you get into talk radio? Anything like that? He's the guy to talk to.
I have a lot of questions about the radio business. I'm very concerned about it.
I'm Heidi Harris, 257-KDWN. Here's Mitch Kelly and the KDON Haynes and Krieger. Change your look.
Not true.
You know, this is the very first song I ever played on MTV. You knew that.
Yeah, but that's what they thought then. You're still standing.
I'm still standing. That's exactly right. I'm Heidi Harris. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, Jeremy Aguero is going to be joining us from Applied Analysis. He's the go-to guy when it comes to numbers here in Vegas. Everybody comes to him, all the companies, to get analysis. What's going to happen in 2010? We'll get with that coming up in a little bit. Holland Cook is here with me, one of the biggies in my business, and I'm not just sucking up. But it's true. He's a consultant. He works all over the country trying to tell radio stations how they can fix themselves.
Hey, it's my pleasure. The protege is often naive about how much it means to the mentor.
Is that what it is?
I love hearing your show.
Aw.
You're a pistol.
I'm a pistol. You cleaned that up for the air, didn't you? Let's talk about, you started some controversy recently on one of the websites that a lot of radio people go to. You started a little conversation about callers and versus hosts. And it's interesting because when I first started in radio, actually here at KDON many years ago, under old management, their theory was you basically were a DJ. In other words, you would take open lines all shift long, no matter what. And I would come in with all the stuff I wanted to talk about that I thought was really interesting, and people would call about the same thing. Not only every single call, pretty much, every single day the same people would call. And sometimes they'd call me and then the host after me, and that's how it went. And you know, to my ears as a listener, I don't really want to hear the callers. I want to hear, as a listener, I want to hear the host. Does that make sense?
There's nothing worse than a regular. And I mean, you know, day after day after day. And imagine the message this sends to the listener when the host welcomes the regular as a regular. Oh, hi, Jim.
Right.
That hardly sounds like something you'd say.
Which I did this morning with one of my callers. Now I'm feeling bad. See,
no,
folks?
No, you want to avoid something like there's four people listening.
Right.
And that it's this little club. I think the first-time caller is magic.
And I've had a lot of those this week, by the way.
And there are people who do what you do, whom I coach, who do something that I hear you do sometimes, which is really smart. They never say goodbye. They only say hello to callers, because it's like this popular, crowded restaurant that people just keep coming into.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, what do you think about what Rich just said? Mm-hmm. You know, they just keep welcoming people in because you sound popular. The bottom line is that you have to set the tone. If somebody comes on hosting a show and says, well, it's open lines today, and somebody brings up a topic and he says, I don't know, how do you feel? You know, how provocative is that?
Well, it's not. Because
if you do this right, 50% of the callers will disagree with you.
Right.
And they'll use your show to hash it out. But you have to set the table. And I've seen what you do to prepare for each day's show. You know, you're really never not working. Because people who do what you do are great eavesdroppers. You know, you're constantly reckoning what is of interest. But the clear signal that we are seeing play out in an exhibit hall the size of 30 football fields over at CES at the convention center this week is that people are no longer content to sit and listen. Monologue has to make sense, syllable by syllable by syllable, because the way the ratings are taken now is measuring it moment by moment by moment.
Yeah.
The ratings used to be a memory test, but technology has taken over there too, and a little meter is just listening in on you. And unless you are delivering take-home pay that quickly, they are off like a prom dress.
Right. No question. No question. And that's true, because if you're coming on the air and saying, you know, here's a headline, what do you think? Well, then what am I here for? I'm overpaid. If that's all I'm going to do is say, what do you think, and take calls for 45 minutes or an hour. Honestly, John could get a million people in here to do that, and I could sleep a lot later.
Well, what you do after you read the headline is you say, how daffy is this? And then you give your take on it.
My take on it, and because that's what you're tuning into. You're tuning in to say, because I know when I was a listener before I was a caller, there were certain people I used to listen to, like our dear friend Sam Greenfield, who I love.
Yeah.
I learned tons about radio by listening to him.
Palomar is in the New York
area.
Yes,
we love him, and he was here years ago, and I used to listen to him. And I remember at that point not being on radio thinking, I wonder what Sam's going to say about this today. That's what you want your listeners to do. Well, Harris is going to have a take on this.
Yep.
Not Harris is going to take calls for 45 minutes with no take, right?
Right. And what offends a lot of the folks who do what you do not nearly as well is when I say the purpose of your opinion is to elicit their opinions.
Right.
The callers expect to participate. What do Tiger Woods, Sarah Palin, the Panty Bomber, and Susan Boyle have in common?
Hmm.
You know, they're all Homo sapiens. We are the show. Homo sapiens' favorite toy is the mirror. You know, we love the train wreck. We want to build them up. We want to knock them down, and we want to build them up again. And this is surefire stuff. You know, we're spreading rumors that Tiger Woods is having 20 bottles of vodka sent up by room service. This is fascinating. We all want to talk about whatever it is today. And what's cool about the kind of station this is and the kind of show you do is that it's not the same day after day. You know, if your callers are all tired regulars, you're sending a different message. Some days what you do is capricious. Other days it's cathartic, and those could be back-to-back days.
Right.
The minute some nut job walks down the middle of the street with a gun under his trench coat, you know, it can turn on a dime. And by doing, you know, local news and great traffic reports and sending out all the signals that a station like KDON does, you set the expectation that when the fit hits the shan, I want to push the button to 720. I don't dare not listen, or I'm going to be behind the curve.
The fit hits the shan.
Well, that's the radio
that is
appropriate
hysterical
way of saying it, isn't it?
257-KDW. You got questions for Holland Cook, 257-5396. Radio questions. He'll be happy to take them. John, welcome. You're on News Talk 720 with the great Holland Cook.
Yes. I was thinking about this radio show for a long time. I'm glad I have this opportunity. I was thinking about opening the show with maybe like, I don't know if you ever heard that song, Fireflies, Al Seti, and entering into like, let's say, like the unknown, talk about UFOs, talk about the unexplained, talk about, you know, maybe science fiction type of movies that are coming out, like the blockbuster you heard about the past week. Anyway, I don't want to name names, but I wanted to talk about what young people like. They like the unknown.
Right.
I have a lot of friends that love the unknown.
All right, that's a very good question. Let me ask Holland about that.
I was wondering what I could do to make a show like that, or what number should I call, or how should I pitch that idea?
Okay, hold on. So I'm going to put you on hold, and Holland's going to answer that question for you.
Have I got news for you?
All right.
Radio has already deemed that somewhat interesting because it was right here in Las Vegas, where in the middle of the night, the little people made it all possible. But radio has typecast that stuff as fringe. You know, it's the middle of the night. You no longer need a radio station to do a radio show because of the internet. There was some research recently published that only half of all audio listening is now from AM and FM stations.
Interesting. Hold that thought. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Holland Cook is here, big guru in radio. He's going to be taking your calls, too, at 257-KDWN, 257-5396. We'll talk more about that. And what does it take to be a great radio host? Because a lot of people think they can talk, and they think that's all that's required.
Your mojo.
That's what it is. 257-KDWM. We'll be back with Holland Cook. I'm Heidi Harris.
What happens in Vegas gets talked about here. The Heidi Harris Show. Call Heidi now at 257-5396.
Feeling like a little kid. That's right, baby. I'm still standing, much to the chagrin of some folks in my business. Much to the chagrin of some who would love to see me fall. Holland Cook is here. That's whose evil voice you hear laughing.
Not among your doubters.
No, you're not among my doubters.
I'm your number one cheerleader.
That's right.
I am here to pump you up.
Holland Cook, one of the big guys in radio. He consults all over the country, consults with people about talk radio, and we're taking your calls at 257-KDWN, 257-5396. Pick his brain.
Now, that last caller raised a really interesting point. He was talking about a topic that radio merely tolerates but doesn't feature, because, of course, talk radio is content to typecast itself in this same show every day, Democrats bad, Republicans good, I'm right, you're wrong act. What if we actually talked about things people were interested in?
Right.
Now, how many people are interested is the tipping point. And the kind of show, you know, the fringe stuff that last caller was talking about, might not find acceptance on AM or FM. But as I mentioned, there's some research that's recently been released that says that only half of all audio listening is now on the radio. People are, to use a term already old, podcasting. You know, we're doing YouTube and we're using the internet to distribute audio and video content. And the software that came pre-installed on your $199 netbook or stuff you can download for free will allow you to publish instantly, worldwide, at virtually no cost. And rounding up an audience is why there's Google. Somewhere there's somebody who is really passionate about bonsai trees. But I promise it is not your program director. In fact, there are probably millions of people all around the world who are passionate about bonsai trees or cigars or something that's too narrow for radio. But you will find each other on Google. And I have a free radio prize for everybody who is moderately interested in listening to this morning that talks a bit about this. We all know about the big hit. Who's got the number one song this week? Who's got the bestseller on the New York Times book list? February 9, 1964, Ed Sullivan said, "The Beatles," and half of America was watching because that was the big hit. And then a few years ago, we learned about the concept of the long tail. And this is a must-read book by Chris Anderson. And this talks about the stuff that is not the big hit, but is still available. And it's way down at the end on Amazon.com. And if you're interested in bonsai trees, it is there.
Is it down at the end where Harry Reid's book is on Amazon.com? Just wanted to ask. Okay, just checking.
But there is a middle ground, and I have a freebie. If you can download this from my website. If you have an idea for a radio show, but you can't get a station excited about it, there's a download that is halfway in between the big hit that the radio station would be excited about and the obscure thing way down at the end of the long tail. And the handout is not something I wrote, but it's about three pages, and it's called 1,000 True Fans. And if you have 1,000 people, only 1,000 people, anywhere in the world who are interested in what you're up to, you can actually make a living. And if you read these three pages, you'll get the gist of it. My website is getonthenet.com, just like it sounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, this obviously speaks to our topic. You know, how's radio doing? For the last 15 years, I've been coaching folks like you and helping folks like your boss. But increasingly, my work is on the Internet and, you know, building out for folks who don't have the time for the learning curve, the blog. You know, if you're a chiropractor, if you're a senator, if you're a doctor or somebody who is too busy doing what you do to learn the plumbing, increasingly this is what I'm up to. So read 1,000 True Fans. You can download it for free at getonthenet.com.
All right, great. 257-KDWN, 257-5396. Steve, welcome. You're on News Talk 720 with Holland Cook.
Hey, Heidi, I love your show.
Thank you.
Who doesn't?
I don't always agree with you, but I love your show.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Steve. That is the biggest compliment you can pay any of us in radio. I don't always agree, but I love what you do.
Well,
thank you.
You know what? You always give two sides of the story. And my question for your caller is, you know, with the fairness doctrine and with, you know, newspapers and the media going down the tubes, in this political climate, do you think talk radio or interactive, the rise of interactive media is going to become more and more effective? And how much, I'm curious at how much influence does that have in public policy?
Very good question, Steve.
Well, hey, look at this flunky Matt Drudge. He couldn't get a job in radio, so he started a website full of links and rumors, and he was the first one to say the words Monica Lewinsky out loud. And from there on, you know, it's been a great ride. But, you know, to your point about the media, we're already down to 50% of listening because all the do-it-yourself stuff, all the kitchen table media that you can create yourself is now finding traction. Now, they may not have tens of thousands of listeners in the Las Vegas area like Heidi's show has, but they may have 100,000 listeners all around the world. So I think that is going to be the opportunity, is if you are really passionate about something, is to get a conversation going online. And as far as this fairness doctrine thing goes, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it, because the president, a number of times, every FCC commissioner except one who's kind of a grouch, has reiterated over and over again, it's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen isn't political, it's practical. The toothpaste is out of the tube. You know, there are already so many voices, including yours, that the gatekeepers are no longer in charge of the media.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that talk radio is going to become more, be able to change public policy?
Well, clearly it does. You know, this healthcare thing seems to be stuck in a cul-de-sac because we're saying, not so fast.
Well, look at amnesty for illegals.
Yeah,
John McCain was pushing that before the election, and that had a big to a big extent, I think, talk radio stopped it.
Your voice is being heard, Steve.
There's no question about that. I'm glad you called, Steve, because I know that these people who politicians, I know they listen to the radio. because I'll hear about it from other people. Either they do or they have people who work for them monitoring the station.
You bet.
If they are mentioned, you know, they are all over it because they know that everyone is talking about what they're doing. 257-KDWN, 257-5396. I'm Heidi Harris. We'll get your calls for the great Holland Cook. Radio questions, what does it take to be a talk show host? We'll talk about all that when we come back.
Hey, it's Jerry Doyle, your 6'3 ATM of information, and you're listening to my favorite Vegas broadcaster, Heidi Harris, News Talk 720 KDWN.
We love you, Jerry. Jerry Doyle coming up at noon. Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock. And right after the top of the hour break, Jeremy Aguero is going to be here from Applied Analysis. He's the go-to guy when it comes to what's going to happen here economically in the next year. Everybody needs to know that. That's coming up. In studio with me, it's a real pleasure to have my friend, Holland Cook, one of the big mucky mucks in my business here.
Well, geez, after that guest lineup, I feel as though I'm in esteemed company. No pressure here, huh?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, we're having too much fun. I'm taking your calls if you've got questions related to talk radio, 257-KDWN. Mike, welcome. You're on News Talk 720 with Holland Cook.
How are you, Holland?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I had a question for you. First of all, radio is, you know, one of the best mediums, obviously, used for interactive communication. You can't do that with TV.
Well, we were the original chat room, right?
That's right. So the other question I had is, I know some of the shows there lean pretty hard on the right, on the Republican side of things. I'm personally middle of the road, but my question was, you know, if we had somewhat of a shock jock, you know, pitching for the libs, if you will, the Democrats, if you will, sticking up for, you know, the president a little bit more, do you think that might be interesting?
Most of the people who've tried it so far were the wrong people. They just
weren't
that entertaining.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, it's a show, as Glenn would say. You know, it's the fusion of information and enlightenment.
Yes, exactly.
Is that what high school graduate Glenn Beck calls it? I think it's the fusion of enlightenment and something. But you're absolutely right. We want to avoid talk radio being typecast as a one-trick pony. You know, it can't just be Democrats bad, Republicans good. And frankly, why should it just be politics? What about life?
Well, that's what I was thinking. You know, as a matter of fact, I emailed John Schaefer yesterday, and he emailed me back. Thank you, John. But I thought that was interesting. If we had maybe, you know, really heavy-duty shock jock up there just, you know, pitching for Obama, and again, I'm middle of the road, but that might be cool.
But, you know, here's the thing, Mike, that a lot of people may not realize, and I did not realize, to be honest with you, until I was in this business for a while. You go to these talk radio conventions, as a lot of us do throughout the year, and half the people there are liberal. Half of these hosts are libs, Mike. Everyone I've ever worked for is more liberal than I am. Almost everybody in radio is more liberal than I am.
Almost everyone in the world is more liberal
than you. Well, that's a good point, Holland. But my point is that there is liberal. Holland's more liberal than I am. There's a lot of liberalism in the business, a lot of liberal thinking in the business, just because of, you know, the names you hear the most, you know, people like Glenn Beck and Michael Savage, those are the right leaners.
Michael Savage is a pretty heavy-duty speaker, let's face it.
But here's the thing. Michael Savage is not successful because of his positions, although that's part of it. It's because he's entertaining, and something else I'm sure you noticed when you listen to him here on KDON every afternoon, 3 to 7, is because Michael Savage might talk about how to make a turkey. He did that on Thanksgiving, how to cook a turkey. He might talk about his boat getting stuck in the mud. He might talk about his dog. He might talk about a restaurant. In other words, when you turn on Michael Savage, you're not going to hear about Nancy Pelosi every single day, right? Because I can't stand that, can you?
And you come to know him.
Very diverse, and, you know, half of them I enjoy, the other half, not necessarily. But I understand what you're saying. It'd just be neat to have somebody a little bit on the left side. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Mike. Thanks for listening.
You bet.
Appreciate it. But isn't that true, Holland, that, you know, because I know I don't do politics every day. It's not my favorite subject. I'll talk about it if it's topical, but it's not going to be 4 hours of politics.
I end up sounding like Mr. Spock when I say this, and I do kind of wear the lab coat when it comes to the radio programming, but you and I both love Sarah Palin for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You believe her and believe she believes what she's saying and believe in her. I think she's great material.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's currency.
Right.
It's something to talk
about. Glenn Beck, you love him. Whether you agree with Glenn Beck or not, I mean, he's very, very entertaining.
I have to be agnostic. You know, some cities I work in, my station is the affiliate, and we're playing him like a Stradivarius. In the other markets, we're trying to seem a little less like guys with butterfly nets are chasing us than Glenn does from time to time. But it's like the caller said about Michael Savage. You know, it's spectacle. You come to know him. You come to it's Heidi Harris. You come to know her. You come to know what she's about. and you feel as though you have a friend, even if you've never been in the same room together.
Yeah, don't you have? You really have to, because the other day I talked about, I had to be honest, I almost didn't make it through the show. I had a migraine, and I mean, I was looking for Dr. Kevorkian's number. I thought I was going to die. And a listener called, who calls pretty frequently, who I happen to know is a pharmacist, and I just asked him, he called about something else, and I said, well, I got you on the phone. You know, what are you dispensing for migraines? Well, I've talked about migraines over the years a couple of times. Phones are flooded, of course. Everybody cares. They all call and they tell me their stories or what they think can work for them, because they do. They feel like they know you. You feel yeah. like a friend that, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I got a ton of emails from people. I'm so sorry. You feel awful. Here's what I've tried and that kind of thing. So it is. It's like a friendship, and you care about whether I adopted a yet another stray dog or
exactly.
whatever it is, because you
they
feel
know
like
you.
You know the name of Michael Savage's dog. You know how many, you know, the kind of cars Jerry Doyle drives. Those are the kind of things you know about a person when you listen to them long term.
Now, what comes with that is your obligation is trust. There's good news and there's bad news. The good news is there's no more gatekeeper. Anyone can publish. And it can be audio, it can be video, it can be a blog. You can write a book without even killing a tree now. And anybody anywhere in the world can get a peek at it. And you hardly have to spend anything to do that. So that's the good news. The bad news is that there's no more Walter Cronkite. Just because it is printed somewhere doesn't mean it's so.
Mm-hmm.
And what's suffering lately is this editing, this quality control. And I'll give you two examples. This woman with the phony birth certificates for the president, and Dan Rather with the phony documents about President Bush
right.
Jr.'s Air National Guard AWOL thing.
Right.
You know, this was both stuff that got rushed to air in the competition from legacy media, you know, the old media TV, trying to keep up. The reason that CNN embraces Twitter is that if they don't, Twitter could replace CNN.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell each other. We don't need a network to tell each other. But how do we know what we're hearing is true? That's why we're going to miss Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, I think that's so true. I mean, I don't ever say anything. I mean, I give you my opinion.
But people trust you.
Well, I hope they do. I mean, I don't ever say anything that I know to be false. I mean, you know, when I called Harry Reid on his lying about his car bomb, you know, I made sure that I had talked to a lot of other people before I ever talked about it on the air, since I've had it confirmed with the mobster that it's a lie and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I give you my opinion, but I turn down advertisers all the time because I'm not going to take this particular, I don't believe in this product. If I don't use it, if I don't like the company, I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, you're doing the right thing when you do
Well,
that.
I don't know about that, but I'm not going to sell myself for a buck to anybody.
Okay, in our next hour.
Yeah, right. Holland Cook. I am so glad to see you.
Ditto, kiddo.
Have a great time at CES.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for the largest radio news team in Nevada, KDON News. I'll be right back.